Progressivism, not just in this country but around the world, is increasingly coming to resemble not just a religion, but a cult bent on suicide. Not overstating that. In Europe, billionaire George Soros recently said that European countries ought to cope with migrant crises, the ones that he helped encourage, by keeping their borders open to new arrivals and then taking on tens of billions of dollars in new debt, as if they don't have enough, to fund aid to developing countries. Meanwhile, in Oakland, California, the First Congregational Church is urging its members not to call the police ever, no matter what the problem is, for the stated purpose of protecting non-whites in the congregation from police violence. Nigel Farage once led the UK Independence Party, and he joins us now. Nigel, thanks for coming on. I wanted to ask you about this because you have an international perspective, and I don't think these trends are just American. I mean, I think these impulses are sort of shared by a lot of the people in charge of the world, the West.
Yeah.
And one of the driving impulses seems to be masochism or the desire to destroy our civilization, even suicidal in some cases. But the idea that you're not allowed to defend yourself seems to undergird a lot of what we're seeing. Have you noticed this?
Yes, not just yourself, but in fact the whole shape of society. I mean, George Soros' Open Society Foundation, which he, of course, has poured billions of dollars into. I mean, this is the biggest political campaigning organization in the world. He wants to break down the fundamental values of our society. And in the case of Europe, he doesn't want Europe to be based on Christianity. Now, all of this, whether it's Soros or some of those very strange people in California, all of it is based on some kind of self-loathing, some sort of guilt trip about the past. And in Soros' case, it's a guilt trip, of course, about America's, Germany's wartime actions, the way the Jews were treated. In America, in many cases, it's how the Native Indians were treated. It's all based on guilt, but it's not based on reality. I have to say, in the case of Soros, the bosses in Brussels will be furious with his timing. Right now, we have Italy in revolt because the new government, or the attempted new government, wants to get rid of 500,000 illegal migrants. And Soros appears to be going ever so slightly mad.
Right. I mean, look, I would say that there are a lot of sins that we collectively have committed as a society, as a civilization, obviously. But I sort of wonder, can we continue if those sins so shake our faith in ourselves that we refuse to defend ourselves? I mean, the church in Oakland that we described in the intro is encouraging its members not to call police even when they feel they need the police. I mean, if that's not a suicidal impulse, what is it?
Oh, no. I mean, look, you know, there are many European cities now where the total failure of our political class to defend our Judeo-Christian culture, which actually underpins our whole society, is in many ways what's opened the doors to Islamic extremism. So we are engaged in some very, very dangerous policies here. The good news, though, is that voters are rebelling. Brexit, Trump, the recent Italian elections, the victory of Viktor Orban in Hungary. You know, whatever these people say, ordinary people, real people, you know, those that pay their taxes, obey the law, and go to work, they want none of this.
I wonder why the Eastern Europeans don't seem quite as guilty as the West. Is it because they suffered for so long under the Soviets?
Oh, look, they suffered in many cases under Nazism and, of course, under the Soviets.
You know,
it's not until 1990, Tucker, that these countries were actually free Western democracies. And they do. I think it's important to realize that the church plays a much bigger role in society in Poland and Hungary than it does in France and Germany.
That's really smart. Nigel Farage, thank you. Good to see you.
Thank you.